I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Eugene Ballet Company is presenting two different events in February. First, their presentation of Scheherazade and Bolero continues on February 15th and 16th at the Holt Center in Eugene with live music by Orchestra Next. Then they bring Ailey II, the junior dance company of Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, for performances in Eugene and Salem on February 26th and 27th, respectively. Joining me in the KLCC studios is Tony Bimble, artistic director of Eugene Ballet Company. Always nice to see you, Tony.
It's nice to be here.
Well, let's start with Scheherazade. Refresh us for a moment on the tale of Scheherazade and how her life came to be spared.
It's based on the 1001 Arabian Nights tales. And Scheherazade, as a great storyteller, tells the Sultan this great story, but she doesn't tell him the end of the story. And so, of course, he has to spare her life that night so he can find out what happens. So she keeps that story going, ending each night with cliffhangers. And in the end, he spares her life because he realizes how valuable she is as a storyteller. But Scheherazade, the ballet, is a little different than that. In the ballet, there's a golden slave, and Scheherazade is in love with him, and they create a revolt against the Sultan and the warriors with all the harem ladies and the slave men. And at the very end, Scheherazade, as she realizes that they are beaten by the Sultan and his warriors, she commits suicide. So a very tragic end to our ballet.
What characterizes the choreographic aspects of your take on this Rimsky-Korsakov classic?
This ballet was choreographed by Dennis Spate. He was the resident choreographer for Oregon Ballet Theatre for a number of years. His work is part quite classical and part very contemporary. So the Harlem women let their hair down at the end and do a lot of work, not in point shoes, but in soft shoes. The quality of the warriors was sort of based on Tai Chi movement, which makes that very interesting. But there's also a lot of point work in the third movement, which is the scene where Scheherazade and her lover steal away to a garden and dance a beautiful pas de deux together with a lot of really fabulous lifts.
And how does your continued collaboration with Orchestra Next affect this musically?
It is absolutely wonderful to perform with live music for dancers. And for Scheherazade, apart from the fact that it's beautifully orchestrated, there are some wonderful solos in there for many of the main instruments, and especially for the violin. And Rimsky-Korsakov meant for the violin to be the voice of Scheherazade as she speaks. And our Scheherazade is Yoshi Oshima, who's the principal dancer with Eugene Ballet. She's lovely as Scheherazade.
And this is a very visual presentation of Scheherazade as well, I believe.
It really is a very bejeweled production and very exotic. The harem ladies have these long pleated skirts and jewels everywhere. The warriors' costumes look kind of like Thai warriors, actually. So there's been a little bit of artistic license there. And the sets are really gorgeous, too.
The choreography on Bolero, which is also on the program, is your own. What directions have you chosen to take to bring freshness in your own style to that classic?
Bolero is a challenging piece of music. Again, a great piece of music for the orchestra because it's got such interesting instrumentation throughout the piece. But for us, it is also a repetition of a theme 18 times, which choreographically can be very challenging. So what I did was I had to make sure that I started off very slowly with a single dancer, and then I started to build from there. But then I decided sort of a quarter of the way through to take everything away again and just go back to a single dancer. And I do that a couple of times. The work is, I suppose you would call it contemporary ballet.
Later in February, Eugene Ballet Company will be hosting Ailey II, a chance for some younger dancers to follow in the Alvin Ailey tradition, I think. Tell me about that company and what they'll bring.
They're a predominantly African-American company. They've always done very contemporary work. They will be finishing, closing the evening with Revelations, which is an Ailey signature piece done to spirituals, very much about the African-American experience with religion. It's a great piece. They are a wonderfully trained company, very strong dancers, and so it's always exciting to be able to offer a company like that on our season.
Tony Pimble, Artistic Director of Eugene Ballet Company. They present two diverse shows in February. First, with live music by orchestra. Next, they present Scheherazade and Bolero at the Holt Center in Eugene on February 15th and 16th. Then they bring Ailey 2 under the direction of Troy Powell to the Holt Center on February 26th and the Elsinore Theater in Salem on February 27th. For tickets and more information, eugeneballet.org. Thank you, Tony, so much for coming in.
Thank you.
For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.